That's what's up. That's what's up. 97.9 The Box.
Check this out. All right, this your boy JQ the Pipper Ella for That's What's Up, man. We've been seeing all the shim sham going on with Solange, Beyonce, and Jay-Z. Solange been taking pictures with Beyonce. We saw pictures down there with the two sisters in Good New Orleans, happy-go-lucky. Well, now it looked like the whole family's kumbaya. Pictures surfaced on the internet. Had Jay-Z, Beyonce mama, Beyonce, and Solange. Look at all lovely. Jay-Z was posing with Solange's son. I tell you, it looked like everything is cool. Or they could just be faking for the camera. It's all good with me, though, son. Well, tonight is the season finale of The Voice, man. And you know what? That boy Robert Thicke, Sunday night, the Billboard Awards, performed his new song, Get Her Back, because he tried to get his wife, Paula Patton, back. And he said, hey, man, I got to keep this thing going. I need more TV time. So he'll be singing that song tonight on the finale. Ooh-wee. All I got to say, Robin, I hope this works. If you got to sing it tonight, sing it tonight. Then go on Jimmy Kimmel and sing it. You know what I'm saying? If Soul Train's still on, still sing it on there too, man. We backing you up, son. Now, I've been noticing lately Nicki Minaj been wearing a black hat and it makes her look even more beautiful than ever. But it's a reason probably behind it, because her former wig designer is suing her for $30 million. That's probably why you ain't seen her with them colorful wigs on and everything. He goes by the name of Terrence Davis, but that girl Nicki Minaj is, you know, blowing that suit off. Say, hey, he's nothing without me, man. He done lost his most famous client. And you know what? This guy's claiming that Nicki Minaj messed him up from becoming a reality TV star. Nicki Minaj wants this to be thrown out of court because she said this is a bunch of shim sham right here. And I feel you, Nicki. Get him up out of there. Man, the ATL trapper Young Jeezy got in a little bit of trouble with the Hells Angels Biker Club, man, over this Death Head logo that he used for his 8732 clothing line. The Hells Angels said, hey, man, this look like the logo we use for us. And so they filed a lawsuit, you know, last year against Young Jeezy and everything. Well, we finding out that Young Jeezy done paid an undisclosed amount, you know, to keep this thing from going to court. We don't need all of this, man. One of the insiders with the Hells Angels even told the Celebrity Gossip website they always get what they want. That's right, Jeezy. Keep it from going to court. Just go on, pay him. Keep that shim sham to a minimum, pimpin'. Man, gotta say congratulations to Ciara and Future on yesterday. Welcome their brand new baby boy to the world of America. That boy Future is cheesing. He happy. Ciara's glowing. She happy. It's a beautiful thing. So we gonna have to see what's gonna be next for Future and that girl Ciara, baby. It's your boy JQ the Pipperella for That's What's Up on 97.9 The Box.